Today, we're digging deeper, and we're talking about what it means to be a disciple with Doug Greenwald, Senior Teaching Fellow at Preserving Bible Times. Doug, way back there in the first century, was it a common thing for a person to want to be a disciple?
Jim, many first century observant Jews had a great desire, maybe we could even call it a passion, to be a disciple of a rabbi. It was just an inherent part of their culture. From ages 5 to 13, they memorized their Old Testament scriptures at the local synagogue school. Those students that showed promise in doing that were encouraged to continue their study by studying the wisdom of the sages from ages 14 to 16. And those that still showed promise were encouraged to then walk with the rabbi. So when your father and you determined who would be the best rabbi for you, and you approached that rabbi and asked if you could be his disciple, if he said, "Follow me," it was the greatest day of your life, something you'd been dreaming about for a very long time. With this contextual backdrop, the challenge for us today is, do we have that same kind of passion and commitment to be a disciple of Jesus? If the truth be told, that passion is often conspicuous by its absence. So what to do when we recognize that absence? Well, one of the wisest things I have learned is to pray for the desire to have the desire for something when I sense it is missing. Remember James, "You have not because you ask not"? How many churches have you heard of that have had a 30-day prayer vigil so as to become much more passionate disciples of Jesus? Is that a prayer after God's own heart? Absolutely. So that's why I think praying for the desire to have that kind of a desire to be a passionate follower of Jesus is really job one for his disciples today.
Do you have enough passion to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? Maybe it's worth digging deeper for at preservingbibletimes.org. We'll see you next time.